Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So what's the crack, guys? Get in touch. Let me know. Spread the word. Share the love. Let us all know how you're getting on. Because it'll be another week. So how are you? How have you been doing? What is happening out there with you? Taking care of yourself? I hope so. Eating well? Maybe not as well as you should be. I haven't. Christ alive, I have not. No. But, you know, I hope you've been well. Even if I don't know you, I'm wishing you the best. So, like I said, another week. Here we go. This episode brought to you very much at the insistence of my friend Jamie. I received a message yesterday explaining to me he does not like Mondays. No, he's not Garfield the cat, but he likes the podcast, and he likes listening to it on the way to work. So he became accustomed to listening to it on a Monday, and yesterday, it was not there for him. So, Jamie, this episode is for you. If I was a radio, I'd play you a song, but I used to actually put songs on these things at the end. I used to play it out with a song. And then when I started uploading them to YouTube, which I do, and I get like one view per video. But on YouTube would scan it and it would come back with
this is actually copyright, so you can't actually broadcast this, you prick.
So there we go, no more songs. But I think one of my Halloween specials, because I scandalously a while ago I deleted all of my old episodes and started again afresh, mainly because of how terrible the sound quality was on some of them, but also they just weren't great, guys. They just were not great episodes. It's that noise in the background. You see, the problem with doing this podcast is I live in a very small flat.
Why are you telling us about your flat?
Right, okay, well, I live in a very small flat, and I used to do this in the living room. But to do that, I had to unplug all the wires. I mean, so many wires. I had to unplug everything. I bring the laptop through it. You know, I've got the hell would you call it? The robotic arm that the microphone sits on, which was lovingly got to me when I left Tesco. From Finley, Grant and Lucy, they gifted me this microphone stand, which screws like vice grip onto the desk. And when I used to record this in the living room, I would have to set it all up and do the whole thing. And then I'm a very, very lazy son of a gun. And I never would record because I could be fucked setting it all up. So now I'm in the spare room, which is also where I keep all my books. And I've got a big filing cabinet and a desk. So I quite arrogantly like to call it my office. But looking around, it's not much of an office. For instance, to my left, there is a pile of clothes, and if you listen to the previous episodes, not too long ago, but a wee while ago, a few weeks now, I was at a wedding where I,
Jesus Christ, get to the point.
Yeah, I was at a wedding, and I wore a suit. That suit has not been dry cleaned, nor has it been returned into its suit carrier, so I have a crumpled up suit to my left on the floor. I can see the waistcoat sticking out. Kind of looks like somebody's murdered a snooker player and, you know, cut his clothes off before feeding him to the pigs. Yeah. So what's the point? Yeah, so I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background. So I'm in the spare room and I've got the thing set up in here. So it's always set up. This arm's always on the desk, always ready to go. So I just come in, I turn it onto the wall, put on the headphones, turn up the mixer thing there, and hello, you're welcome, you're listening to the little of the crack. Now, because it's the spare room, it's also the room the boiler is in the wee cupboard, so if you can hear it in the background, the boiler's just boiling away, so every now and again you get the noise. And when I was in the living room, the table I would use, that's our breakfast table, our dining table, our board games table, jigsaw table. It's the table we use. And he a squeaky boy. Yeah, so like I'd be recording and I would just lean on the desk or the table and oh Jesus, you know. Kind of sound like somebody stood in a donkey's Donkeys don't have paws. Donkey's hoof. A donkey's hoof. So that's the crack, guys. That's why I'm sitting in the spare room. Jesus, you know, long-winded way of getting around to it. You know, name dropping. So we got Jamie, we got Finley, we got Graham, we got Lucy. Who else can I name? Yeah. That's why I'm in here. That's why I'm in the spare room. That's why there's that sort of static fuzz in the background. No. How's my week been? It's been fine, thank you. Yeah, not a lot of drama going on. I won't get into my financial problems, but that... sounds like you're going to... No, I'm not gonna. I told you about the customs and the cigars and the, you know, all that push. That's really gonna fucked up my credit card. So, that has caused me annoyance. And then the further to my, you know, little nuzzle there to just my annoyance is the way my work pays, the pay on the last Thursday of the month. And so I've been paid at the end of April. I've already been paid. And next month, very much about May. Yeah, I'm only 30, very much about May. The end of May, that's a 5-week month. And are we talking about a fucking month of 4 weeks? Yeah, no, well, look at the calendar. It's 5 weeks in this month. And I get paid on the last Thursday of the month. So I get paid on the second last day of the month. So that's going to be a long, long month. So thank the Lord for credit cards. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, it's not a terrible thing. It means I'm a bit more sort of paying attention to what I spend on. Speaking of which, I was out shopping earlier on. Charlotte's at work today, so I have to... I have to Hoover, so I'll get on that after this. Yeah, I went to Morrison's, because that's... not even a 5-minute drive. Not even a 5-minute drive from the flat, which, you know, it's a sort of 20-minute walk or a 5-minute drive. I'm going to drive. Went in there, and I was like, right, okay, what can I buy us to, you know... I'll do a shop. I'll be helpful. I'm not good at it, I'll be honest. I came home with 2 cans of beans, some fizzy fish, cartons of apple juice that I don't even drink, they're for Charlotte, and a packet of chicken pakoras that I put in the air fryer. So, yeah, I'll find something else for dinner. Not good at it, so I'm not a personal shopper. I should probably have, you know, written a wee list, brought that with me, but I didn't. So, there we go. And there we are. Don't hire me to be your personal shopper. Unless you like, you know, like... Surprise! Not very good. I got some M&M's as well. Brought home some M&M's. They were tasty, the little crispy ones. Blue packet. Crunch. I'd eat them again. Bit too much chocolate to crunchy ratio, but... I don't work for M&M's, so... And they're doing something right, because like I told you a few episodes ago, last time I was in London... There's a whole shop dedicated to M&M's, which... Why don't Rolos have their own shop? What the fuck, M&M's? Yeah, so I'll get into that. My fucking terrific rants on M&M's. Yeah. Interesting thing happened... So an interesting thing happened in bed the other day. So I live with Charlotte, my lady, and we share a bed. As couples are known to do, but we don't both have Monday to Friday jobs, so some days I'll be off, or I'll be night shift, or Charlotte will be off and I'll be working. That's just the way it goes. Now, when I wake up in the morning, you know, I have an alarm on my phone, and I set one, and I set it for 10 to 6, and it goes off, and what I do is I wake up and I get out of bed. Okay, I turn the alarm off. Charlotte doesn't do that. She'll, honest to God, push her phone to the limit of how many alarms can be set on the phone. It'll go off, it'll be turned off, it'll go off, it'll be turned off, it'll go off, it'll be turned off. And then maybe an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm pretty sure they start going off before she gets in bed. She'll get up. And amazingly, she's never late for work, so it works. It clearly works. But What happened this day was I was off work. Was I off work? Yes, I'm sure I was. I was off. Charlotte was working. Her first alarm went off. So she put, like, unplugged her phone in her sleepy state, turned off the alarm, and dropped the phone. So the phone landed sort of between our shoulders in the bed. Yeah, between the pillows. That was fine. There's me, sleeping peacefully like an angel. Picture a cute wee puppy sleeping harmlessly. That was me. The alarm goes off. Charlotte has rolled over facing away from the phone, so the, you know, it goes off again. So she, in her frustration of this alarm, how dare it wake her, flips over quickly to turn it off. However, she misses the phone and punches me in the face as I sleep. Right in the eye. Two knuckles, her index finger and middle finger. Wha-bam! And I'm a pretty chill guy, guys, you know? I'm pretty laid back. But I was pissed off. At the same time, early in the morning, didn't really want to get into anything. So I just sort of, you know, rolled over. Like, what the fuck? Rolled over. And I knew what happened. I let it go. Didn't make a deal of it. And she got up. I think she tried to play it off as maybe nothing happened. Well, later that night, fast forward, having dinner, sitting down, eating away. And I go, so what's the deal with punching me this morning? Oh, you remember that? Yes, I remember that. You punched me in the face as I was sleeping. I've never had that before. I've never been struck. She apologised. It was an accident. I understand. But at the same time, whoa. My eyeball still hurts. I didn't get a black eye, luckily. You know, I didn't have to turn up at work and explain, oh, Charlotte did this, because it's 2024. I'd probably be taken away and have a questionnaire and there'd be some sort of person around to talk to me. But, yeah. Hope that brought you a laugh. Sleeping Lewis. Wha-bam. Left eyeball. Strike. Yes. Anyway, we still laugh about it now. At least I do. Charlotte's probably forgotten about it. Yeah. So what the heck else has been going on? Something I saw for the first time. We were driving along and, well, I say we, I was driving. Charlotte, passenger princess. Just sitting there, just, you know. Tra-la-la-la-la. Lewis will get me where we're going. She's just sitting there enjoying the lift. And maybe I told you guys about this. I may have done. Well, I'll tell you again. Yeah, we're going along and somebody on the road, big, what do you call it, reflective jacket on. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And Charlie goes, somebody on the road. And I'm like, yes, thank you very much. In fairness, they were very highly visible. And it was a police officer sort of flagging the car in front of us into the car park at the council building in Inverness. And I was, what's going on there? So I went away, did their errand, came back, new car in the car park, not ours. And when I say like not ours, we didn't get a new car at that time. We were, you know, on the way back and there was a different car in the car park. So it was police just doing spot checks, and I didn't know they actually did that. You know, when you go on Twitter or something, they'll be like, oh, police, they run with spot checks in the Isle of Skye. They found that four people don't have insurance. Okay, cool. Didn't know they actually did that right here. So be wary, guys. There are sharks in the shallow waters. Then again, maybe they caught some bad guys. You know. I mean, it was uniformed police that caught the Yorkshire Ripper. So, so you know, give them their due. You know, and I mean, I'm not sitting here like, oh, thank God they never pulled me over. I mean, you know, I'm not driving around in like bodies in the boot or AK-47s in the back seat or something like that. You know, just fucking cocaine all over my face, but. Just kind of weird, like, oh, they can just pull you over if they want, if they choose, you know, just pull you. Like, the more I think about it, when I got pulled over when I was younger, they blatantly just lied to me. They just would have a look at me, you know, sure, this is your car? Yeah. Well, our system says it's not the model that it appears to be. Well, that that sounds more like a problem with your computer. Then again, working for the ambulance service, maybe the police... You think all these emergency services would be running tip-top, shiny, fantastic, top-of-the-range equipment. No, 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 no. So, yeah, maybe the police actually were telling the truth. Maybe their computer was saying my wee Corsa was an Astra, despite confused.com insurance compare knowing otherwise. So maybe actually what they should be doing, you know, the police and their... That was a big Nissan 4x4 thing they were driving. Yeah, they could be using Compare the Market or Confused.com instead of whatever system they're using. Yeah, they pulled me over, got a good look at me. Drove off. Whew. Great story, Lewis. Fucking had me on the edge of my seat on that one. Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell you all the details. It's a story I share with friends. In person, you're my friends. That's why I'm talking to you. I'm a day off. Alone in the flat, well, not alone in the flat, the wee Mexican, she's through there right now. She's been pissing me off to no end. How are we doing, guys? How are we doing? I think we're back. Yes, so the microphone just decided to only record through one side. Weird. What was I talking about? Yeah, the Mexican. Mexican. Chica. Chica, chica, chica. Yeah, I'll be sitting there in the living room, minding my business, watching something on the television. Then there'll be a little bark from the hallway, so I turn around, there she is, doorway, watching me. Hello, Chica, how can I help? Tick, 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 tick. She goes walking in, wooden floor, barks at me again. What do you want? Bark. Right, well, I don't know what you're saying when you bark. Do you want to go outside? Tail doesn't wag. There's certain words, you know, she's not intelligent. You see outside, if she wants outside, tail wags, like, yep. You got it. Tails wagging. Say biscuit. Tails wagging. Cooking dinner. She comes in. Want some mushroom? Tail goes wild. So yeah, I'll be sitting there at night time. Bark. Yeah, how can I help? You'll go outside? No tail wag. You want biscuit? No tail wag. What do you want? You want up? Nothing. Alright, well, so I'll reach out towards her, because sometimes if she wants up, she's that small. You reach out. She walks forward and sort of puts her chest... I don't know, like, you know, between her front, between her legs, Christ alive, man. No, between her front legs, like the torso. She'll sort of plop that in your hand, like, yeah, lift me up, you know, puts her body, so you reach out to her, and she backs up a little bit and barks again. You're like, what do you want? Don't just walk into the room and start barking at me, you know, it's like 12:45 in the morning, trying to watch this program. Bark. God, you piss me off. So you stand up. Yeah, what do you want? She starts, like, hopping around, getting all, like, fucking let's go with it. Looks like she's going to fight with you. What do you want? You give her a biscuit. She looks at it and looks at you like you fucking insulted her. Okay, you don't want a biscuit. So you pick her up, put her on the couch, sit back down again. Still staring. What the fuck are you staring at? Bark. Why are you barking at me? And then, for no reason at all, she'll go over to her side of the couch and just sort of curl up and sleep. I don't know what she wants. You know, like, help me help you. I do not know. I do not know. And then sometimes, she absolutely loves a walk. Just loves it. Lives for it. I took her out last night. Very dark. Went to the battlefield again because, you know, there's no other dogs out there. She hasn't played next to other dogs. She was not for walking. She was like, despite being about a foot fucking long, when she plants her feet down, doesn't want to move, she's not moving. I mean, I'm not going to like yank her, you know, like I caught a fish in deep water. Like, yeah, here we go, got ourselves a live one. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to start yanking the poor wee fucking puppy along. I say puppy's 8 years fucking old. Yeah. So, we didn't even get halfway through the walk. I was like, fuck it. Okay, you know what? You want to go home? We can go home. And she understands that. Because she was like, okay. And then just set off back to the car. Like, so you do speak English. You understand what I'm saying, but your barks don't differentiate. I don't know what you want. And it annoys me because I'm trying to chill out and then you start barking at me. Anyway, if you watch a while, I'd highly recommend it. They're lovely wee dogs and I love her a bit. Yeah, I'm sure you didn't tune in to hear about dogs. I'm surprised she hasn't actually started barking yet because she's in the living room on her own just now. we were watching TV. I was watching a program called Bosch on Amazon. It appears I'm in a noir phase. Start reading the books again because I read quite a few of them. I've got them on the shelf there. Frustratingly, I can't remember where I put the first one. Black Echo. I may have given it to my dad to read a long time ago, and he's not returned it. But yeah, Bosch. It's a if you know me, if you've been listening to this, you know I went to my Moody Detectives in Los Angeles. It's one of those ones, guys. Yeah, you know, goes around listening to jazz and solving crimes. Yeah. Amazon, they've got a TV series. Did you say TV series? An Amazon series on it from about 10 years ago. And I've just started watching it. But the reason I've put off watching it for so long is because I want to read all the books. And I've still not done that. But I put on one episode and I was like, fuck, I kind of enjoy this. So I kept watching it. So now I've started reading them again. So I'm trying to stay ahead of the thing. But they haven't done what... I think it's Amazon as well. Oh, here we go. Helicopter. It is all going on up here, guys. Inverness, place to be. As seen on Highland Cops and Paramedics on Scene. And... Kim the Bastard, the documentary. You know, there's a lot going on TV. Yeah, so... I've also got the book there. The books are beside each other on the bookshelf there. So we got Michael Connelly. He writes the Bosch series. Amazon had the series on Bosch. Just called Bosch. And then Amazon also... I've got the Lee Child books up there as well. And that's the Jack Reacher series. They're a bit different. They're more like... not quite James Bond. Maybe like a Western in the sense that...
Is it set in the West?
No. No.
Do they wear cowboy hats?
No, they don't wear cowboy hats. It's a Western in the sense that he rides into town on a bus or a train. You know, he comes into town. There's a problem. Maybe it's corruption with the local sheriff or there's gangs threatening the local people. And he solves the problem. He doesn't take any shit. He'll kiss the lady and then he'll ride out of there. And that's the book. But they're good. but what Amazon did when they made the... I've actually seen the second series, so probably talking shit. The first series was based on Killing Floor. The first book. And instead of trying to cram the whole thing into one episode, the first series was the book. And that's good, because I've read the first four or five books. So I'm hoping the second series is the second book. Die trying. But then to complicate things, I don't think the books are actually written in order of time, if you know what I mean. Like, well, if you start with the first book, you should read the fourth book after that, because that's actually next in the series. And then ninth book comes third, but if you look, okay, go. Cool. You know, just write them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know, but that was Amazon. So, seems when Amazon make a series, I have a book instead of naming it after the books, they just name it after the character. So, you got Bosch and Reacher. And I suppose if MGM ever wanted to sell their moneymaker, the James Bond series, maybe Amazon would buy that and just have Bond. That'd be cool. They would have filmed that, set it back in the '50s when it's, you know. I don't know if you've ever read the James Bond books, but they're a little bit different from the films. Well, that's what the Sean Connery ones are, a bit closer in tone, where the guy is basically a chain-smoking alcoholic who walks a very fine line between being a sexual predator and a gentleman. Yeah, not a nice guy. Clearly like a psychopath. But the books, very well written, very... They're very small. They're not pulp novels by any means. They're not shitty wee, like, easy to digest things, but they're quick. You can see why they were so popular back in the day. They're just doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, they just hit quick. They're good. So if they were to make a series of that, it'd be cool if they could set them back in the '50s and have it quite accurate to the books, because books are very different from the films. Casino Royale, the first one. If you've seen the Daniel Craig film, you've not read the book, because the book's very different. You know, like the villain Le Chiffre, in the book. He's a morbidly obese, strange, weird guy. And, you know, in the film, it's Michael Madsen. He's pretty cool and suave. And in the book, you know, he's a sweaty, sexual deviant. There's a bit in the book. It's not in the film. There's a bit in the book where James Bond... because in the book, it's set in Monaco or... No, French Riviera. I'm sure it's in France. And it's not in some massive, glamorous casino. It's a small beachfront type thing. And Bond's being followed by these henchmen. And he sees them coming. He sees them coming. And they're crossing the road, and one of them's got like a box. And he puts his hand on the top, and it looks like he's about to open it, and then there's a blinding flash. And the way it's written, it's very, very well illustrated. Bond's now lying on the ground, facing the sky. You know, he comes to, and he's seeing the blue sky and the white clouds. And then suddenly he's sprinkled with like speckles of something wet. He touches his face and he pulls his hand away, and it's red, and there's little bits of something squeezy. And what's happened is the guys are running over to throw a bomb at him, but the bomb went off in their hand. That was the box. So this guy's essentially just suicide bombed himself, and Bond's had the flesh rain down on him. And he looks up, and he sits up on the pavement, and he looks over the car, and he can see the massive big char mark on the road, and the red stain spreading away from where they were, and the other guy's been blasted to bits. I think he's trying to crawl away, missing his, you know, missing an arm and his legs. I don't know, it's... For a book written back then, quite grisly, quite dramatic, quite not scary, but yeah. Yeah. But they do get silly at times. I think, was it Dr. No? I'm sure that's the one. He's crawling through air vents, you know, like Die Hard. And he's got his shirt, he's ripped his shirt off and put it around his hands because the metal's hot to crawl on. So he's made little mittens out of his shirt, and he's going along, going along, going along. That's the boiler back on, and he falls down a chute, thump, and lands in water. Yeah. Hello, hello, what's all this then? Why is he in water? And then there's a giant squid! because the bad guy, of course, Dr. No, why wouldn't you? He keeps a giant squid. Because why not? So I don't know, if Amazon were to ever own James Bond series, that'd be cool. A lot of James Bond episode of thing based on the books, because there's plenty of books. How many are there? Hang on, it's fucking also my bookcase. So what's that? Thunderbolts number 9 joins the next shelf. Octopussy is number 14. So there's 14 books to go from, and I'm pretty sure Octopussy at the end there, that's all short stories. Yeah. I'm sure I had a point there. What series would you like to see adapted for television? I'd like Stephen King. I'd like it if somebody was... Because all of his books are connected. Like Joint Universe. Before it was a Joint Universe. And that's what The Dark Tower is. If you've seen the film, try to forget about it. But all of Stephen King's stories are interconnected in some massive universe. So, say Amazon, if they were to buy it, I would like it if they were just to make all of his books just... sit down and go through them, start with Carrie, then have Salem's Lot, and then The Shining, and then do all the short stories, you know, Night Shift, and then go into the Bachman books and stuff like that. Just do every single one, but have them all in that shared universe. Because Pennywise the Clown from It, she, because it's actually a woman, takes the form of a giant spider, I know, comes from a world between worlds, which is in from The Dark Tower. But this is very nerdy Stephen King shit, which I don't need to get into. But, for instance, The Shining. Having a shine, if you've seen the film, which, again, you should read the book, it's fantastic. That is an element shared by characters in the Stephen King verse. I can't get into too many. I should probably dedicate a whole episode to that whole thing, but I wouldn't know where to start. If I could find another Stephen King fan to come on, we could discuss and bounce, because I'm not going to write a whole essay on... on Stephen King, you know, on Castle Rock, on Alan Pangborn, the Sheriff. Yeah, good Lord, it's all good. Right, now, I don't have any listener mail this week, guys, other than Jamie's WhatsApp yesterday morning being like, yo, the fuck's my podcast? So, Jamie, I hope you've listened. This episode is dedicated to you, sir. Hope you're well. So, yeah, get in touch, guys. Whatever's up, let me know how you're doing. Let me know what's going on in your little orbit of the world. Any happy birthdays you won't read out? I was going to say happy death days. Not so keen on that. Anything you want announced? Is there anything I should announce on here? I can't think. I didn't plan it out. Yeah, if you want to get in touch, go to the website www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk.
I'll say it again.
www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. There's a wee tab for contact. Fill out the details and it goes straight to the Gmail account. And I get it on my phone. And then what I do is, when I sit down to record, I leave my phone on the desk and I'll read out the mail. And there's a bunch of other shit on that website. There's my little fucking obnoxious film thoughts. And I've uploaded one recipe so far because, oh, I have all these intentions, but I never quite get around to them. I'm still writing the Legends of Lore thing. Fucking hell, there's a lot of work there. Where do you folk find the time? I don't understand it. So I'm going to get on that. So, yeah, after this, edit this, upload this. I need to hoover, and then I'm going to sit down again to do the Legends of Lore. So, as I said, calling it there, guys. So check out the website, and so you get in touch. And thank you, Blackmill, for the theme tune. Thank you, Cora, for the logo, for your artwork. And thank you, listener, for listening. Thank you for your time. As I said, we all have the same amount of time in the day, so you giving yours for this touches me. Genuinely, thank you very much. So, until next time, take care of yourself, be good to each other, try to get your 5 pieces of fruit and veg, and drink some water, you know? Don't take any shit. Just be good. Alright, I'll speak to you next time, guys. Bye for now.